Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
An amazing story with Butch Paw and Jeff Becker is coming up in the next segment. We'll get into the preachers. Also, out there, 26,000 plus. We told you this 2.5 years ago. Now it's mainstream news, being trained to teach their flock to hand in their guns, submit to world government. Your phone calls, we're continuing with them. What should Ron Paul do? Run independent or stay in the race? Let's go ahead and go back to John in L.A. Go ahead, John.
Well, I'm listening to Rush Limbaugh this morning. And, you know, basically he's just saying vote for Hillary now. And he's reading letters on air of all these, you know, Republicans who are angry with him because, you know, he basically said vote for Hillary, don't support McCain.
How long have you been listening to the show?
No, you said that 4 years ago.
In fact, I don't have the staff to do it, but we're thinking about getting interns, but then they become more...
No, you said that back in when Bush was running with Kerry, because we were
you know, magically, okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure our friends, as soon as I start talking again, will cut us off. I'm probably just a complete accident. But every time I bring up absolutely key issues, the ISDN line cuts out now, even though I have a backup here on two separate companies. But digressing, I can't do it. I don't have the staff. I don't have the interns. I need the YouTube folks. I need the listeners. I've probably said in the last 5-6 years since I learned that Roger Ailes was advising Hillary that you would hear Rush Limbaugh, Ann Coulter, and others endorse Hillary Clinton. Now, I told you this. She's CIA. She was recruited with Clinton by Kordmeyer in 1968. We have the documents. And we need to do some stories on that. I need to have Jim Mars on covering that. But that's even in other mainstream Republican websites are now reporting that. And this is staged. And I told you, you will be called a liberal, you will be called an enemy of America if you're against gun control, open borders, and Hillary Clinton. Fox News, the guy that runs Fox News, is the mentor of Limbaugh. He hired Limbaugh, he created Limbaugh, Roger Ailes. Going back in the minute we've got left, sorry about those cutouts. John in L.A., you say you heard me say that 4 years ago, and I've been saying it ever since, that you would hear Limbaugh endorse Hillary, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, you had to know this was going to happen, especially getting my information from you every day, which I enjoy, but I've just been waiting for that to happen, and now you see, they ran a liberal like McCain, and all the Republicans paid him, and that gives perfect thing for Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh just to turn and say, oh, it's not worth it to even vote Republican, just let Hillary get in there, and we'll try to do it through the Congress.
Stay there. I want to finish up with this, then go to Pastor Butch and others. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The IRS garnished my wages, put a lien on our home, and levied our bank accounts. I had no idea what to do. Then my attorney told me about Assured Tax Relief. Calling them was the best thing I've ever done. They got us a settlement with the IRS that we could manage.
Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. 1-800-203-7479. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Assured Tax Relief has helped thousands of taxpayers settle their debt with the IRS for just pennies on the dollar. Assured Tax Relief can help you. The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your debt for much less than you owe. Call Assured Tax Relief now. 1-800-203-7479.
Assured Tax Relief got the IRS to accept just a fraction of what we owed. Thanks, Assured Tax Relief.
Assured Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are waiting to help you settle your debt for just pennies on the dollar. Act now before it's too late. Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-203-7479. That's 1-800-203-7479.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, I've seen blurbs, but I haven't heard the audio yet that Limbaugh's been saying Hillary is better than McCain. And you can see what they did. No longer was controlling our borders, Second Amendment, lower taxes, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Republican. Everything was killing Islamo-fascist. Just you could bring up corruption in the government. You could bring up a politician, having sex with pages. And they'd say, doesn't matter, I fight Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, 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 Al-Qaeda. They literally just repeat it. And then anytime you say to somebody with a George W. sticker, hey, he's not a conservative, they just go, Al-Qaeda. Now, McCain has said that he supports all these wars. McCain has said he's for attacking Iran. He is known as the worst warmonger ever. Pat Buchanan wrote a story just 2 days ago saying that, I forget the exact headline, but it was something like, John McCain to make George Bush look like a peacenik. And he wrote through all of the places where McCain is just saying he'll basically start World War III and 100-year wars. But that doesn't matter if he's actually a warmonger and absolutely on AIPAC's payroll. It doesn't matter. The neocons just say he's anti-war. They just say it. And now we've got to support Hillary. She is the anointed one. She is CIA. I've been telling you this for years, folks. I mean, it really came out that Roger Ailes and Fox News and the White House are writing her speeches and she's following orders. And the White House has came out a few months ago and said she's the best candidate from the Democrats. And you watch, man, you're going to hear all the talk shows and the rest of them saying, "Hail Hillary." They know we're going into the New World Order, and they're going to serve it, folks. And let me tell you, your conservative neighbor, they're going to start telling you abortion's good. Folks, I'm not joking about this. Open borders is going to be good. Abortion's going to be good. Hillary's going to be good. Gun control is going to be good. The NRA just supported the biggest gun control bill ever. You're seeing the betrayal right now. They're showing you who they are right now. And I'm about to go to Pastor Butch Paul and Jeff Becker, talking about police state on multiple levels. But we're going to go to Paige, Mario, Isaac, Fred, and others. I promise we're going to get to all of you. But going back to John in L.A., you were finishing up your point.
Yeah. You've seen this coming for a long time. I don't know if you ever read that book by Murray Rothbard. It's called The Betrayal of the American Right.
Yes, we interviewed him.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's along the same lines as that. They start with semantical, you know, gymnastics, like the neoconservatives did back in the 50s. It's just Trotskyite, but you just start calling yourself a conservative, but you don't change any of your ideas.
Well, that's why Woolsey running McCain's campaign, but we have that clip last week. We never played that, John. Can you dig that out? It's the James Woolsey CNN clip. He says, "We want the support of Trotskyites." And then he giggled and made this little evil face and like winked. They're just
I saw that.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah,
Look, I'm not joking. I said Limbaugh would endorse Hillary, and I'm not kidding. It will get to the point where conservatives will be wearing hammer and sickles on their arms.
I totally agree. You know, everybody out there needs to go read Road to Serfdom by F.A. Hayek.
Excellent book. That's where I kind of spun the name, The Road to Tyranny. I appreciate your call. Listen, I don't have the personnel. I've got Kurt Nemo, I got Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes that are main writers. You are great minds out there. Write an article. All of you write articles about this. Don't count on somebody else. Go through the history of this. I've got the websites that will get it out to millions of people, but I need your help. I need you to go dig out all the clips, or just one or two of them. I say it every week for years, at least 5 years, that you would see Rush Limbaugh endorse Hillary. I know that Coulter and others have now been doing it, and I'm getting a bunch of emails about Limbaugh doing it in the last few days. I said it would happen. Of course it was going to happen. All right, I apologize for having him hold. Great friend of mine. He's on the Genesis Network, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. He's from West Virginia. He's a pastor, Vietnam veteran in Black Ops, and he's running for governor in West Virginia. And regardless, he wins because he educates people. They're fighting the national ID card there. We're going to briefly talk about his story with Mr. Becker, because I didn't know Mr. Becker was coming on today, but that's fine. We've had Mr. Becker on for many guests twice. But I want to also get into how Butch helped break the story about the preachers being recruited for martial law. That's now mainstream news and is being expanded. And I have more stories on that today along that similar line. But Butch, in a nutshell, tell us what happened to Mr. Becker, and then we'll go to him.
I appreciate it very much. And, you know, I really wish that we could say that we have been wrong all these years, but we've been proven right over and over again, and it's just it's heartbreaking. But back to the issue of what you asked me about. As everybody knows, most people know out there listening to my broadcast, I'm running for governor, trying to, on the Constitution Party here in the state of West Virginia, trying to get on the ballot. We had acquired a man, Jeff Becker, to help us do that, and he was doing a great job. If he hadn't been arrested 2 months ago, I would already be on the ballot access here in West Virginia. Well, Jeff Becker was arrested 2 months ago in a little town called Westover, West Virginia, on trumped-up charges. A month later, they tacked on a felony charge of possession of a deadly weapon. And now, of course, his hearing is coming up this Monday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, in Morgantown, West Virginia. His hearing to see, I guess, see how far they're going to proceed.
Now, let's recap what happened here. He was standing out on the sidewalk getting petitions. He'd been told he could at a government training camp, a school.
Yes.
And then when did the deadly weapon thing come along?
Well, that I'll let him tell the story better than I can, but to tell you how evil's become, we had Jeff the broadcast Monday night. He put out some numbers for people to call. I had callers call some people here in the area. One caller, Jack Arkansas, called the cop that arrested Jeff. The cop literally cussed Jeff, Jack. I mean, Jack said he had been cussed like that for years, and threatened to come to Arkansas and arrest him from West Virginia. Now, this is a true story. But Jeff's story, he can tell better than I can, that the felony charge was tacked on a month later because he was getting signatures near a school zone on a public sidewalk in a pocket knife, which was not illegal. But nonetheless, the cops on a recorded message called Jeff on his home phone and said, if you don't call him back, on the third attempt, Jeff wasn't home. He was with his parents for the holidays. On the third attempt, the cops said, if you don't call him back, we're going to tack on a felony charge to you, bro. He called him bro. Jeff has that on recording. We're going to tack a felony charge on, and he did. And I'll let Jeff tell the rest of the story if you like, Alex. But
well, let me stop you. I didn't know this was that this was going to happen today, so I wasn't prepared. I knew the story. You're on at night. They've been scrambling to find this phone recording in the computer that was sent to the network. Were you able to find that, John? Okay, they found the file on the computer, but it's corrupted. But you did play that on your show.
Yes.
Let me stop you, Butch. There's a way to do this. What time in your show Monday did you play this? They can go to the archive and cut it out of the show.
About 9:35 thereabouts.
Okay, 35. Okay, 35 minutes into Butch's show Monday, John. You can go get it there. Okay. There we go. Please continue.
Okay. If you'd like to let Jeff tell the story about his arrest, that would be probably the best way to cover that. And I would like to talk to you about the FEMA pastors, and this is happening right now. Matter of fact, a friend of mine took a picture of a Harrison County FEMA clergy patrol in Harrison County, West Virginia, a few months ago. They're already out there. If Jeff's there, Alex,
patrolling. I have articles where the FBI's hiring auxiliary, hiring business owners, just spies everywhere.
Well, this is a clergy. This right
now. No, I understand,
but they're
also hiring just everybody.
Absolutely.
I mean, absolute Soviet Union, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute Nazi Germany. Actually, Jeff has been on twice before to briefly tell his story. I think the bigger issue here is that they arrested him. And then now found the deadly pocket knife, the weapon of mass destruction. Jeff. Now they've why did they tack on the felony?
I don't know. My only thought would be that because I requested a jury trial, this thing, my hearing was for the misdemeanors was December 19th, and this felony charge came up December 21st after I'd requested a jury trial.
So that's the new system, and how big was this nuclear weapon you had in your pocket?
Well, it had to have been under 3.5 inches because this arresting officer Hoffler and his buddy and this the other cop and the clerk Kelly Neville, they sat there with a ruler, and the three of them were triangulating and trying to figure out how to measure my knife to make it longer than 3.5, and they couldn't, so they gave it back to me back before Thanksgiving.
Well, you'll beat that charge then. The problem is they'll just keep stacking them on after that. So the officers found that it was under 3.5 inches and gave it back to you. But
right.
It doesn't matter, I guess.
Right.
Look, by the time they're done, they're going to say it's a machine gun.
If you want this phone message, I have it on email. I can send it to you.
Okay, well, we can put you on hold and see if John can get it, get your email from you. But we're going to play that phone message coming up. The big issue here is this is happening everywhere. People arrested for being on the street talking to other Americans is now illegal.
And this is not the first time that the people who were helping me were harassed by the cops. This happened at least two or three times before where they were run off property, public parks, and different places, pass out literature for Constitution Party.
Well, you're not supposed to talk to people on the street.
Of course.
This is martial law.
Jeff was charged with obstruction of an officer, and Jeff was a disorderly conduct. What was your third charge the same day? I don't know, Jeff's still there. I don't know. But
I believe Jeff's gone to get the email.
Okay, anyway, he was charged with three things the day that he was initially arrested. And then, of course, a month later, the felony charge attacked him. And I know it's a fear tactic, but the cop is so belligerent that he actually cussed one of my listeners who called and asked him why he did that and threatened to arrest him in Arkansas.
Well, you're not supposed to use a telephone in America either, Butch. You think this is a free country, buddy? How dare you? How dare you?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Ted Anders from Midas, February 8, 2007. Gold, 319 10-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $339.52, $462.75 for half, $231.38 for quarter. That's $939.52, $462.75, and $231.38. Hedge funds started in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, so Jeff Becker, how can we help you? What can we do?
Actually, I'm pretty confident things will work out here on Monday, but I want to file some civil action. I haven't been able to work in basically 2 months.
By the way, John wasn't able to get that clip, so he's going to put you on hold. If you can email it to him in 30 seconds,
sure.
I mean, fast, we can do it. If not, sure. We're going to have to scrap this because I didn't know any of this was coming up today and we weren't prepared. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Butch, I see this everywhere now, the free speech zones, the arrest, all of it. And the cops don't know. They're having fluoride put in their water by design. Their children are being poisoned. All of this stuff is happening. They think they're working for the winning side. They call us civilians in all this, in all these newscasts now. Police are civilians, unless we're under martial law. And I just, you know, in a way, I just feel sorry for these police and these police forces. They're not all like this, who just think we're scum.
Obviously, that's true, and they really believe in their hearts that they are the law. They will not tolerate questioning their authority. Jeff Becker offered to the cops to stand by the cruiser until you get your ride home. He said, he said, an hour. The cop of ballistic Jeff said, I'll just sit here on the park bench and wait. He went to walk away and
yes, Butch?
He went to walk away. And he said, don't turn your back on me or I'll arrest you. And that's what happened. He was arrested because he turned his back on a cop. How dare you turn your back on a god? That's what happens in America today.
And then now they let him have the pocket back, the pocket knife back, will prove that it wasn't over 3.5 inches. Plus, how have we gotten to the point? You should get in trouble for stabbing somebody with a knife or brandishing a knife, not having one. We've gone from having rifles in our cars. You drive around in Texas now with a rifle in your pickup truck. They're going to SWAT team you. They're going to have armored vehicles. They're going to announce that Al-Qaeda landed.
Well, we have seen, and I'm quite a bit older than you are, but I have seen my lifetime, you've seen your lifetime, this country go from somewhat of a normal society of freedom as being accepted as natural to the point now where you dare question anyone's authority. I don't care what's a cop or a magistrate or a judge. You question any authority, you're now considered literally a terrorist. As a matter of fact, they're passing a law in Mississippi right now, Mississippi, that restaurants cannot serve obese people.
And they're going to, as indentured servants without being paid, have to enforce that, and it says get tape measures out.
Yes.
Again, this is the social worker control grid where every aspect of your life, the government's going to control your thermostats by remote control. Everything you buy and sell is to be tracked. The Homeland Security says they're federalizing the IDs, and to buy beer, cigarettes, cold medicine, you're going to have to be federally scanned. Total control. But the illegal aliens, they don't have to show an ID to get a bank account.
Well, if you won't lose weight, move to Mississippi, I guess. But that's this is where we are in America. Wildest dreams. I've been on the radio next month. I'm like 14 years, Alex. I've been on the radio. And 11, 12 years ago, I started talking about thought crimes. That's before I knew what a thought crime really was. I just said to a spirit that one day thinking would be illegal. And now it can arrest you for even thinking about doing a crime.
They arrested a bunch of mainline political protesters in Russia in the last week and put them in mental institutions, saying the government says they're mentally ill. And under the last gun control bill they passed, the government say without a judge, jury, anything, you're mentally ill.
That's right.
And take your rights. It's all happening.
Well, they have cameras now that will scan your face. And if your face is distorted or you look like you may be upset or agitated, they're reading your thoughts, so to speak, and you can be pulled aside at an airport, pulled aside on the street.
And it's all pure quackery. They've proven that the lie detectors don't work.
Now
they've come out with systems, passive MRIs in 5 airports now that are supposedly scanning your brain, and of your brain, all excuse to drag you off.
Well, we live in exciting times to be in this battle, that's for sure. There's no doubt.
But I wonder how a police officer could arrest Jeff. He seems like a very nice fellow. And then they let him go for the knife. They didn't arrest him for that. And then now they just slap the charge on a month later. I mean, I wonder if they sleep good at night falsely charging people.
Well,
that is a huge sin.
Well, he's the second one. There's another little town next to there, Granville, where another friend of mine, a preacher friend of mine, this is no lie, I know this is hard to believe, he pulled out of the road to watch the lightning, and a cop arrested him that night for watching the lightning. No other reason I know of, and he's still facing charges on this, and this is a true story.
Charges for what?
For not having proper idea, thank on him or whatever, when the cop pulled behind him, what are you doing here? The preacher said, I'm watching God's handiwork. Cop, and he showed him an idea. It wasn't up to date, and they arrested him.
But he wouldn't arrest an illegal alien. I've had Austin cops tell me to my face, they don't arrest illegals for no ID. But citizen scum, we're here to be milked like cattle, like hogs.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment, but acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragon skin body armor, and Phil Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Look at this report. Local 6 News. Police swabbing mouths during traffic stops and serial killer hunt. Genetically, we know who he is, Chitwood said. We have DNA evidence from the murder scene, so we've got that. This is never sooner or later. We will match the DNA to the physical person and bring closure to everything that is going on. And it says they're just going around at checkpoints and road stops, just saying, okay, you might be a serial killer. No judge, no jury, no warrant or cause. And I see this now in case after case, as if the serial killer won't leave the area, as if he won't move away, as if the serial killer won't stop, as if in a city, Daytona Beach, with thousands of people, over 100,000 males, I'm looking for the government just to say every male, show up and give your DNA. And they're getting it from the kids in the schools, everything else. That isn't America. Just to stop a serial killer. It's always a good reason. You imagine the cop pulls you over? By the way, in England, for about 4 years, they stop you for speeding. They take the same cheek swab and put it in the database. The feds have proposed making everybody give DNA. And let me tell you don't do it, cop will taser you. They'll take that billy club and the brain open till brains go all over. And it can all be on videotape. Nothing's going to happen. Our murder, and it's happening every day, people are killed by these tasers, is a good thing. It's a holy thing. It's something that's loved and cherished. And again, the police are just ghoul zombies, the ones that carry out this type of activity. And the Founding Fathers would say that too. Now, all departments aren't like this, but a lot of them are. That's what tyranny is when the government goes bad. I mean, I've seen the Seattle Post-Intelligencer are admitting that in one of the fancy areas of Seattle, cops own half the bars because they go in, sell drugs to another cop, yeah, not even an informant to somebody, in a bathroom, and will take all these bars, and then the cops themselves own them and run them. And that's what tyranny's like, folks. Just people in black uniforms owning, running everything. You got to worship them. You got to give them your daughters. You got to just, oh, you're the king. You're God. And then they all selectively enforce. I've got to get you back up in the near future. We're just out of time. And I wanted to get in, and we couldn't open that email. We couldn't get it out of the computer. So at a later date, we'll play that clip of the police officer doing that. I know it's in the archive of your show Monday. But finishing up with the pastors, 2 years ago, or I guess back in 2006, almost 2 years ago, you came on air. We had another pastor on air out of Ohio. Another pastor came forward. They gave us the documents. They've been recruited to train their people for gun confiscation. And that is criminal, by the way. Taking our guns, martial law, is evil. No, it's the law. We're law enforcers. That's what they say in China. And training them to go to camps, break up our families, happening. And now you've got mobile tattletale squads with preachers driving around. They're recruiting the truck drivers, the citizens. I've got more news on it today. Give us any updates, Butch.
Well, just a couple months ago, I have a couple that are members of a church I pastor for several years now, who live in Harrison County, West Virginia. We're driving through a Walmart parking lot, and there sat a brand new, I believe it was a GMC huge minivan type deal, had on the side of Harrison County, FEMA Harrison County clergy response team. Right on the side of the van. They stopped and took a picture of it to prove it was there. It had private or temporary tags on it, so it was a new car. I don't know who bought it for him. I don't know whether his government sponsored bought it for him or he bought himself. But the clergy have been told, and this is an ongoing and still growing, they're trying to get into more churches to tell the churches that the pastors need to be there on as part of the response team to have the people to be calm and quiet and obey orders. Now, you mentioned DNA a minute ago. In a little town called Machuchin, New Jersey, they have a DNA Services of America. You can actually call them. They will do testing for you. It says seeking the truth when it matters the most, to find out who your children are, if they're really your children, if your grandchild really yours or not. All these things are coming together, and they're calling in the churches, and then the pastors telling people to please submit to this because it's for our own safety. There's a video on our website, PastorButch.com. They can watch for themselves. Well, a preacher says, let's obey the government now. Romans 13 says we have to. We'll sort out the differences later. Now, that's how naive or stupid, either way, these people are.
Yeah, that's a NBC News report. We've played it many times. And they admit it's for martial law. They say the government is the boss. We must follow their needs. I thought we are the government. Again, this is tyranny. And in closing, Jeff Becker, we'll have you back on once we're able to get that audio clip, and we'll all be praying for you. I appreciate you coming on, Jeff.
All right, thanks again. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
You bet. And, Bush, we'll talk to you soon.
God bless, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Folks, it exhausts me. I don't even like getting up here bashing police. I'm just sick of it all. I know you're being hit with chemical weapons. I know you're under attack. I know your brain damaged, just like the general public. And most of you can't even understand what I'm saying right now. I know you're giggling and laughing about it. I know you're not going to listen. You're not going to stop using cell phones. You're not going to stop drinking sodium fluoride in your water and food. And you're not going to stop drinking Diet Cokes with aspartame. You're going to keep feeding your kids GMO food. And diabetes is going to go up 3,000%. And from 1 in 33 having cancer to 1 in 3, that's now happened. And it's just all going to happen. And they've built the FEMA camps. And they're building more prisons. And a lot of the college graduates are being integrated into this. And they're hiring tattletale squads everywhere. And it's just all happening. It's just all happening. And you're going to go to your graves loving the New World Order, loving, thinking you're the good guys. Because they used high-tech brainwashing techniques on you, incrementally. They used peer pressure. They used groupthink on you. And just like the general public. And I'm sorry. Now, there have been people that laughed at me, and they go get their child the third round of shots, and they have a convulsion in the hospital or at the clinic or on the way home, and then you wake up. I told you Rush Limbaugh would endorse Hillary. It happened. I told you everything that was going to happen because I understand the enemy. And I will not support Hillary Clinton. I don't care if you call me a communist. You are the communist when you support her. I will not be part of this lie. And there's so many people come on our message board at Infowars.com. They admit they're CENTCOM. They even brag that they're from the military. The government admits they have tens of thousands of troops on the message boards, quote, fighting propaganda in America. The troops are already there spying on peace groups, working with police, all illegal, all criminal, all un-American. It's just incredible that all of this is happening. And I'm frustrated. You know when I normally blow up on air? It's because I can't get to everything. You notice I was sounding a little bit irritated during an interview. It wasn't with Butch or the guest. I'm mad. I have a stack of news here. I have about an hour of audio clips I want to play. I have Larry Beecraft coming on. I want to warn you about Patriot scams and mythology and bull. It is such a responsibility. You know, you'd think it would make me happy to have Willie Nelson on or Charlie Sheen or have other Hollywood people or rock stars call me. I mean, I've had 20, 30 times the calls from high-profile people than what you've heard on air. And it's fun at the moment, but later it's not. It's almost depressing because then I realize that I'm as big as it gets and I'm not that big. And I've got this incredible responsibility, and half the time I'm bumbling and gibbering on air. And I just wish I could wake people up in government. I wish I could get to them. I wish I could show them what's happening. This stuff's real. I mean, hundreds and hundreds, depending on the study. Some show thousands of percentage points, but on average it's hundreds of times. You know, a five-time increase, that's 500%. When you use a cell phone more than an hour a day for 10 years, a five-fold increase in brain tumors. The cell phone every minute is transmitting back to the tower for its GPS coordinate grid to track you. Told you that 6 years before it was in the news. All federal documents, not like I'm smart. I just want to read what they're going to do from them. You stick that in your pocket, it's frying your genitals. Scientific American, as respected as it gets. I already told you that 50,000 times. And I'm so weak that I've cut back on cell phone use by 95%. I should completely get rid of it. But I multitask when I'm driving. We commute 30 minutes, 45 minutes. I'm working all the time. What am I supposed to do? I try to use hands-free, lose it. Still, if you got it by your leg, it's still cooking you. I want you to do well, government people. But they're setting up a society where all you're going to be able to have is government jobs or be fed on by the government, and you're in the wrong, and there's no way to say you're not. I mean, look at this. Police swabbing mouths during traffic stops in serial killer hunt. And it just says at traffic stops, they just walk over. No judge, no jury, no warrant. Total violation of the Fourth Amendment. And they say they're going to continue, even if it takes years, until they find him, as if he just won't move. Well, now they're nationally proposing, well, we'll have a serial killer database, and we'll just swab everybody. And, I mean, it's going to happen. They're going to pull you over. License, driver's license, everything. People are going to say they saw a brown-haired, blue-eyed guy 10 years previous. They don't have to do that. You got light brown hair, blue eyes, get out, I'm going to swab you. And you're going to have to let that cop stick his hand in your mouth. The humiliation, the patheticness, what we've fallen to, that isn't America. We had serial killers before. We didn't need this type of thing. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Now, those that set this up don't have good intentions. The idiots out there on the road who've decided that they are God and that everything they do is for the greater good, they believe they're doing a good job. Let me give you a little news flash. If you are 34 years of age or younger, and you were born in a hospital in New Zealand, England, Canada, Australia, or the United States, you were put in an international slash federal blood database. I've had congressmen on, one, what, 5 years ago from Virginia, who was fighting in a Republican. I've had state reps on who discovered it. They, when you're born, take three ampules of blood, three big old tubes full of it, out of the little baby. And they tell you it's for a blood test at the health department. The health departments were set up by the eugenicist to carry out sterilization and control. They've always been wicked. And the health department does do the blood test. Why doesn't the hospital do it? All they do is take the blood and put it on a card looking for several blood diseases. Why doesn't a hospital? Well, the government wants your blood. Just trust them. Well, it turns out it goes in a DNA database. I've known that for 10 years. Remember hearing patriots on the radio say it, but not giving sources. And then later, I saw it in the news 10 years ago. It's actually admitted. They take your blood and they freeze dry it. Now, they take one ampule and they do test your blood. And then they take the other two ampules and they mail them to federal and international databases. They got my blood. I'm 33 years old, born in Parkland Hospital, Dallas, Texas. And they took my blood and they sent it to the Dallas Health Department, and my blood is in a database. Now, what does that mean? They can frame me any time they want. Notice how they've been selling you how DNA is 100%, how it's getting all these killers off, and how a third of the people on death row are innocent? They're not doing that because they're humanitarian. They're doing that because, and they're allowing that to be publicized. People who are humanitarian are pointing it out. So that we start thinking DNA is great. They can tailor a specific bioweapon just according to your genetic makeup. They can do. They admit that big companies have been given access, biotech companies looking for certain compounds and genetic structures in your blood. They took your blood in a long-term strategic 34-year-old, or is it 35 now, program. You can see it started in 72, 35, 36. Keeps coming in 34 for years. When's the last time I looked up the numbers? That's your free society, Jack! And those cops are taking your sample. They're getting federal grants to set up their own little regional databases. Some of the largest and most easily removed cells in the body are on the inside of the cheek. And they're taking your cells. They're taking your body. They're seizing your body randomly at checkpoints. And I remember seeing 8 years ago in Tucson, Arizona was the first place. Now it's in Colorado, everywhere else. Remember it was in the Denver Post a few months ago, 6 months ago? Huge checkpoints where they were randomly taking blood. They had flashlights at night. See, now the cops are sticking things in you. But remember when they told the cops in 2002 to take the smallpox shots, and almost all of them, 99%, LA Times reported, said no? They, in the same program, were training firefighters and locals how to round up the citizens and put us in sports stadiums for forced inoculations. But they had to suspend the program because the cops themselves, and by the way, police, they stick GPS in your cruiser first, don't they? They stick it in the city buses first. They make you go through what we go through later. So you'll think, well, I had to do it. Why shouldn't you? You're going to get forcibly injected too, buddy. You hear me, lady? You hear me? And don't you laugh at me. You've heard everything I say come true. This isn't a joke. These are wicked killers running things. So the cop thinks he's looking for a serial killer, and it's going back into a federal database. Here's another one. FBI deputizes private contractors with extraordinary powers, including shoot to kill. It's out of Alternet. Today, more than 23,000 representatives of private industry are working quietly with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. The members of this rapidly growing group called InfraGuard receive secret warnings of terrorist threats before the public does. See, it's secret intelligence. That's intelligence operatives. and on at least one occasion before elected officials in return to provide information to the government, which alarmed the ACLU, but they may be more to it than that. One business executive who showed me his InfraGuard card told me they had permission to shoot to kill in the event of martial law. See, they've quietly recruited 26,000 preachers. That's now admitted. They've quietly recruited 400,000 truck drivers. They've quietly recruited 23,000 execs. They put CIA over the threat integration centers. You know them as emergency management centers. And 10% of the college graduates the last 4 years running have degrees in all of this. Doesn't matter if a terrorist is rarer than a unicorn or a leprechaun or the tooth fairy. They're going to see them everywhere. And you're the terrorist under U.S. Code, Section 802 USA Patriot Act. Hell is being released.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
The CIA, the FBI, Defense Intelligence, the Marine Corps have been operating since 1988 secretly in every major city. They've been merging the military and police covertly. First with small cadres of select officers, now expanding. Again, we've had FBI, while they're with the military searching a bus as part of a drill, come up and give us these documents. But here it is. You can go to their website. Then the FBI cloned it. InfraGuard started in Cleveland back in 96 when the private sector there cooperated with the FBI to investigate cyber threats. That says Phyllis Shinnick, chairman of the board of directors of InfraGuard National Members Alliance and the prime mover behind the growth of InfraGuard over the last several years. See, started a long time ago, folks. Then the FBI cloned it. InfraGuard itself is still an FBI operation, with FBI agents in each state overseeing the local InfraGuard chapters. There are now 86 of them. The Alliance is a nonprofit organization and private sector InfraGuard members. We are the owners, operators, and experts of our critical infrastructure. See, I saw Ridge on C-SPAN for 2 hours in 2002, the head of Homeland Security, before it was even got federal funding, saying you're going to have an ID to buy and sell, an ID to have a job, an ID to buy beer, cigarettes, cold medicine at first, then a national sales tax. I sat there watching it with my mouth open. I believe I taped it, but I would just tape thousands of tapes. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's all happening now. And it just gets worse here. At its most basic level, InfraGuard is a partnership between the FBI and the private sector. The InfraGuard website states, InfraGuard chapters are linked with the FBI field territories. In November 2001, InfraGuard had 1,700 members. As of late January, InfraGuard had 23,682 members, and they intend to bring it up to over 100,000, just like it's 460-something thousand truck drivers spying on everybody. They said it was for post 9/11, but they also, quote, fight crime. And they're enrolled. To join, each person must be sponsored by an existing InfraGuard member. It's like the mafia. Or a partnered organization. The FBI then vets the applicant on the application form. Prospective members are asked which aspect of the critical infrastructure their organization deals with. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on from there. A total control grid being put in place. We need a story on this to expand and tie it into the preachers. See, people write articles. This was originally written by the Progressive magazine. And we write a piece here, a piece there. We need an article that goes through the cell phone tracking, the face scanning, the preachers being recruited, the truck drivers being recruited, the microphones going up, the cameras in the school bathrooms. I mean, this is oil on steroids, and the illegals exempt from all of it. You've got to love slavery, because, again, we're the fat, dumb hogs that believe anything and go for anything and love slavery. And they want this police state because they want to be able to suppress you when they're taking your pension funds, taking your farms, taking your ranches, all you fools who are serving this. There are cops listening who are going to have their parents have their stuff stolen. You're going to have euthanasia. You're going to have it all. You want, man, this is the greatest evil we've ever seen. And don't think your preachers are going to tell you. The Antichrist could stand up. He'll just buy off your preachers. They're already saying you got to submit to whoever runs the government. For those of you who believe in God, can't you see what's happening? Can't you see anything? In closing, Worst.com. Closing in this hour. And I want you to get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Buy the DVD. Make copies of it. Get it out to people. Check out all the claims we make in the film. Let's say you're a government bureaucrat, CPS worker. You don't care. You're just worried about yourself. Why don't you go to Google Video? You can watch Endgame for free. Just type Endgame and Alex Jones into Google. You can watch it for free. I was going to spend 2 hours, 20 minutes, though. I go to PrisonPlanet.tv and pay 15 cents and watch it in super high quality. Just get Endgame and find out you're in the crosshairs, too.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.